From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. authorities are working to determine whether the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York City and New Jersey has any foreign terror ties and what may have motivated the attack that wounded 29 people. A witness to Rahimi's arrest says the owner of a New Jersey bar first encountered the suspect.
He didn't know that it was him at first. He thought it was just maybe like a homeless guy or something like that. He was just trying to shoo him from the property. And he didn't leave right away, so he called police. And then I guess the suspect wound up waking up and walking down the street, well, up the street towards us. And that's when he encountered the police.
Ahmad Khan Rahimi is recovering in the hospital after a shootout with police. Two officers are also wounded. Prosecutors are charging 28-year-old Rahimi with 5 counts of attempted murder. The FBI also wants to question him about a bombing Saturday in Seaside, New Jersey, south of New York, forcing cancellation of a charity road race there. No one was hurt. The U.S. government has mistakenly granted citizenship to more than 800 immigrants that it was supposed to have deported. The Homeland Security Department's Inspector General, John Robb, said the immigrants used different names or birth dates to apply for citizenship. Roth said the mistakes happened because the applicants' fingerprints were missing from the government's database. At least 3 of those who were mistakenly granted citizenship were able to use their citizenship to get jobs in security-sensitive fields, including work at commercial airports and maritime facilities. The Department of Homeland Security says all 3 have had their security credentials revoked. This is VOA News. North Korea launched a ground test of a new high-powered rocket engine Tuesday, indicating the country is closer to acquiring long-range capabilities. North Korean state media says the successful launch was overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. A South Korean spokesman says Seoul believes that North Korea tested the performance of its new type high-powered thrust engine for a long-range missile. The new engine test comes less than 2 weeks after North Korea conducted its 5th and most powerful nuclear warhead test, which the country claims gives it the ability to fit a miniature warhead on a rocket. A big blow has been dealt to efforts to bring about peace in Syria Monday when aid trucks trying to reach besieged Aleppo were hit in an airstrike. A U.S. State Department spokesman said the U.S. is outraged at the bombing, saying the destination of the convoy was known by the Syrian regime and the Russian Federation, yet these aid workers were killed in their attempt to provide relief to the Syrian people. The attack almost certainly has jeopardized the one-week ceasefire negotiated between the United States and Russia.
The basic ceasefire is holding but fragile, obviously. Humanitarian assistance is moving today to some 8 different locations, but we're waiting to get the full download from our team that is meeting now with the Russians in Geneva. That process is continuing, and we'll see where we are in the course of the day.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking on Monday. Reports from Kinshasa says 3 opposition parties in the Democratic Republic of Congo had their headquarters set on fire overnight, a day after protests against President Joseph Kabila turned violent and more than a dozen people died. So far, only 1 person is said to have been injured at the main opposition headquarters. The fires come a day after police say at least 17 people died during protests calling for Kabila to step down. The opposition accuses the president of trying to extend his time in office unconstitutionally by delaying elections. Supporters of the president deny this. Voters in Jordan are choosing a new parliament in a poll that could see opposition Islamists re-emerge as a major parliamentary force in the kingdom following boycotts in 2 previous elections. The election is seen as a small step towards democratic reform. More than 4 million residents of the pro-Western monarchy are eligible to vote for a 130-member parliament with 27 seats reserved for women, Christians, and ethnic minorities. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For details on more news, please join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.